This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. He says USDA reports are causing the most buzz in the markets this week.
Well, as we look at the grain markets, it's all about the USDA crop report. This crop report has the first balance sheets of the 2015-16 marketing year. It sets the stage. It's the filter through which all weather forecasts from this point forward are viewed. As far as acreage and yield expectations, ending stock expectations, it kind of sets the tone going forward. Well, as we go through the next couple of weeks, USDA's course numbers provide, as I said, the backdrop. Large stocks mean that weather threats have to be more significant in order to have a bullish effect on the market, particularly if we do see the dollar hold on its strength. If the dollar breaks lower, large stocks have less of effect. Smaller stocks than expected tend to give weather events a little bit more of notice. Now, when we break down the numbers, basically we see that USDA really is not showing that big of a global surplus of corn. So from a fundamental standpoint, any legitimate weather scare we can get this summer, we probably have, and over the next few weeks for that matter, for example, planting delays for getting the final portion of the crop planted or something like that, or excessive wetness that might create denitrification in the soils or something like that. That would create a little bit better opportunity for maybe some type of adding some risk premium to the corn market, followed by wheat. Although if we were to get such a short covering rally in wheat on those concerns, the impact would probably be more significant from a pricing standpoint because the funds hold larger short positions in wheat relative to the size of the crop. So it does provide that backdrop that can either amplify or nullify some of the moves in the markets going forward.
Also influencing this week's grain markets is how actions taken by Greece are affecting the euro.
We're also keeping a close eye on Greece and continues to have an effect on the currency markets, and the currency markets have had a larger than normal impact on grain and oilseed prices this year. Greece has effectively convinced its creditors for now that it is serious about making reforms. Nothing has been agreed to, but it has showed good enough intentions that it has bought more time in those negotiations. And with more time, that means the euro has been seeing a rebound in strength. The dollar has turned lower. Money's flowing into the commodity sector. And when the speculative hedge funds hold massive short positions in corn and wheat like they do, that leaves us vulnerable to more upside if we don't see a steady flow of additional bearish news. Even though the long-term fundamentals are bearish, it could give us a short covering rally that we could sell here this spring yet.
In addition to watching financials play out in the European Union, traders are keeping a close eye on South American countries, where union strikes could create enough of a problem to drive more export opportunities to the U.S.
I think one of the things we need to pay attention to for the soybean market going forward is ongoing potential supply disruptions out of Argentina. We continue to see threats of strikes in that area. We saw the crushers union that affects about 20% of crush have a strike earlier this month, and then the port workers are also talking about a potential strike this week. Now we have a potential strike also from other workers, construction workers in Argentina, to start on Monday, and they say they will block roads going to the ports to stop movement of soybeans and other commodities to the port. That type of supply disruptions could end up sending more export business to the United States, tighten up offers for old crop stocks, strengthen them a little bit more. Although new crop fundamentals for soybeans remain very weak, that could give us more strength in the old crop bids going forward.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. We'll hear more from Suderman coming up after this break. A tour of the wheat crop in some of the main wheat-producing states has given traders some much-needed information. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, explains what traders could do with the information.
Well, the wheat tour in the Central Plains helped the trade gain an understanding of just how bad the problems are in that part of the world. Significant problems from drought, from winter kill, from spring freeze, from leaf rust and stripe rust. Probably stripe rust, the biggest concern. Stripe rust prevalent throughout the Central Plains region, and that can yield, rob as much as 40% of yield. So now the trade has a handle on how bad things are in that area. It really hasn't cared too much because demand is very poor. But if we see now additional threats to production to pull us even lower, or if we do start to see a larger drop in the dollar, making us more competitive on the global market, and see exports start to come up, then suddenly the problems in the Central Plains will matter more. Prior to the tour, trade really didn't have a handle on the problems there. Now they have a handle. They have the perspective. Now they're just watching to see if anything happens to make the problems more significant price-wise. And that would be an increase in demand or further drops in production.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. The weekly Illinois crop and weather report was released yesterday afternoon. Planting progressed rapidly last week, while warmer temperatures helped emerging crops. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.73 inches, 0.77 inches above normal. The average temperature was 68.9 degrees, 9.1 degrees above normal. There were 4.2 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 10th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 9% short, 76% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 11% short, 81% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn planting climbed to 88% complete compared to 73% last year and the five-year average of 64%. Corn emerged jumped to 42%, up 27 percentage points from last week. Soybeans planted reached 33% compared to 23% last year and the five-year average of 19%. Winter wheat headed reached 36% compared to 14% last year and the five-year average of 39%. Winter wheat condition was rated at 1% very poor, 9% poor, 33% fair, 49% good, and 8% excellent. Oats planted reached 93% complete. Pasture and range condition was rated at 2% poor, 18% fair, 63% good, and 17% excellent. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.